American Language Course, Situation Tape 12. Look at the pictures for Situation 12.
We're in the Jeep now, driving from San Antonio to the ranch. The Jeep is certainly easy to drive. I'm glad my father had it serviced. Do you remember? Was the Jeep serviced in a garage or in a store? In a garage. In picture number one, there are two traffic signs. Traffic signs tell something about the highway. One traffic sign, near the Jeep, tells the number of the highway. What is the highway number? It's Highway 87. In picture one, what does the other traffic sign say? Speed limit 70. What does this traffic sign mean? A speed limit sign tells a driver how fast he is allowed to drive. The speed limit sign tells me I cannot drive the Jeep faster than 70 miles per hour. How fast can I drive the Jeep on this highway? Yes, 70 miles per hour. On some old highways in this country, the speed limit is 60 miles per hour. In the city, the speed limit is less than 60 miles per hour. Ask me what the speed limit is in the city. What's the speed limit in the city? Well, in most cities, the speed limit is usually 30 miles per hour. Many countries have different speed limits. What is the speed limit in your country? Can you drive faster or slower than the speed limit? You can drive slower than the speed limit, but not faster. In picture two, how many traffic signs can you see? There are five traffic signs. These signs tell you something about the highway. There's a large traffic sign near the Jeep. What does this sign say? The sign says, intersection 100 feet. This is an important sign. Do you know what an intersection is? An intersection is the place where two highways or roads cross. Say, intersection. Highway intersection. In picture two, Highway 87 and Highway 81 cross. This is an intersection, the place where these highways cross. What is the place where two highways cross? An intersection. In picture two, what are the numbers of the two highways that cross at the intersection? Highway 87 and Highway 81. We're in the Jeep and coming to the intersection. Will I stop or drive through the intersection? You'll stop at the intersection? Right. I must stop at the intersection. What traffic sign tells me to stop at the intersection? The stop sign tells me to stop at the intersection. What does the stop sign tell me to do? To stop at the intersection. After I stop at the intersection, I'll turn right. To turn is to go to the left or to the right, not to go straight ahead. If I go to the left, I turn to the left. If I go to the right, am I driving straight or turning to the right? Turning to the right. What do I do when I drive to the left? Turn to the left. So, if I don't drive straight, but go to the right, what am I doing? I'm turning right. So, what am I doing when I go to the left or to the right? Turning. In picture two, what will we do after we stop at the intersection? Turn to the right. The stop sign tells me to stop. If I didn't turn but went straight through the intersection, what would happen to me? I would hit the truck. The truck is at the intersection. Is the truck going straight or going to turn? The truck is going to turn. Now in picture three, we're almost at the ranch. There's a sign in picture three that tells the name of the ranch. What does the sign say? Smith Ranch, Claytown, Texas. I'll turn on the road now. In picture three, the ranch house is at the end of the road. The road is not straight. It's very dry today and the sun is hot. There's a lot of dust on this road. There's dust when it's dry. Is there dust on the road when the road is wet or when it's dry? When it's dry. There's usually dust when there is no rain. If something has dust on it, is it clean or not clean? It's not clean. If it rains today, will there be dust on the road? No, there won't be. There is dust when there is no rain and it is very hot and dry. Oh, I'm going to stop the Jeep. I want to show you something. Look at picture four. What do you see? Two snakes. Do you have snakes in your country? Well, we have many different types of snakes in this country. The big snake in picture four is called a rattlesnake. Do you have rattlesnakes in your country? Now, there are many rattlesnakes in Texas. Ask me why this type of snake is called a rattlesnake. Why is this snake called a rattlesnake? Well, because it has rattles on its tail. The rattles on the tail make a noise. Are the rattles on the head or on the tail of the rattlesnake? The rattles are on its tail. The rattles make a loud sound. So, what type of snake did I say has rattles on its tail? A rattlesnake. And what makes the noise on a rattlesnake? The rattles on the tail. Good. Do you think people like rattlesnakes or that people are afraid of them? Most people are afraid of rattlesnakes. They are afraid of them because a rattlesnake can bite. When a snake bites, the snake puts its teeth into your arm or leg. Does a rattlesnake use its teeth or its rattles to bite you? It uses its teeth to bite. When a rattlesnake puts its teeth into your leg, it bites you. What is a snake doing when it puts its teeth into your arm? It's biting you. There's poison in a rattlesnake's bite. The bite of a rattlesnake is poisonous. Say, poisonous. Say, a rattlesnake bite is poisonous. the bite of a poisonous snake can make you very sick or even kill you. If it kills you, you aren't living. Can the bite of a poisonous snake make you sick? Yes, it can. The bite of a poisonous snake, like a rattlesnake, can make you sick. If a snake kills you, are you living or not living? You're not living. Are all types of snakes or just some snakes poisonous? Just some snakes are poisonous. In picture 4, the little snake is not poisonous. It will not bite you or kill you. Are people afraid of the little snake? No. Why aren't people afraid of that little snake? Because it's not poisonous. Now, where are the rattles on a rattlesnake? The rattles are on the tail. If a rattlesnake bites someone, he must go to a doctor fast, or he may soon be dead. If you are dead, are you living? No, if you're dead, you are not living. In picture 5, what is the rattlesnake going to do? It's going to bite the man. This type of snake is poisonous. Will the bite of this rattlesnake make the man sick? Yes, the man will be sick because the snake is poisonous. Will the man soon be dead? Maybe. A rattlesnake is poisonous, and the bite can be fatal. Fatal is a new word. Say, fatal. Say, a fatal bite. If the bite is fatal, it means the man will soon be dead. He won't be living. Sometimes a snake bite is fatal. If a snake bite is fatal, will the man live or soon be dead? He'll be dead. If a bite is fatal, the man will soon be dead. Sometimes a rattlesnake bite will be fatal, but usually it will only make a man very sick. If a snake bite only makes you sick, is this fatal? No, it isn't fatal. It's fatal only if you are dead. In picture 5, if the snake does bite the man, what should the man do? He should go to a doctor or hospital at once. Sometimes the doctor isn't near, so the man will have to get first aid before he goes to the doctor. Say, first aid. First aid is the help we give someone when a doctor isn't near. When we give someone first aid, we help him, then take him to a doctor fast. Do we give first aid before or after someone goes to a doctor? You give first aid before someone goes to a doctor. So, what is the help we give a person before he goes to a doctor? First aid. When we give first aid, we use a first aid kit. Say, first aid kit. First aid kit. A first aid kit is a box that contains medicine and things to use for giving first aid. When we give first aid, we use a first aid kit. In picture 6, is this a first aid kit or a first aid station? It's a first aid kit. Is a first aid kit important if you have a snake bite? Yes, it's very important. If a doctor isn't near, you'll need first aid. What is the box you use when you give first aid? A first aid kit. If first aid is given, usually a snake bite won't be fatal. If a snake bite was fatal, is the person living or dead? He's dead. But if we give help fast, the bite usually isn't fatal. What is this help that we give someone when the doctor isn't near? First aid. When we walk or ride around the ranch, I always look around for snakes. If I see a rattlesnake, I'll kill it. Ask me how I usually kill a rattlesnake. How do you kill a rattlesnake? Well, I kill it with a gun. If I kill a rattlesnake, is the snake dead or still living? It's dead. Well, let's drive up to the house, okay? You are still learning many new words. Did you enjoy talking about snakes and the ranch? Look at picture 7. We can see these highways from the ranch house. A car is driving straight on the highway, but the truck isn't going straight. What is the truck going to do? The truck is going to turn. In picture 7, what does 60 mean on the traffic sign? It means that the speed limit is 60 miles per hour. Highway 81 and 87 cross. What is the place called where these highways cross? An intersection. There is a rattlesnake in picture 7. Where are the rattles on the snake? On the tail. If the man in picture 7 steps on the snake, what will the snake do? The snake will bite the man. When the snake does bite him, what is the help that we can give the man before he goes to the doctor? First aid. What is the box that is used for first aid? A first aid kit. There are many types of snakes in this country. Are all types of snakes poisonous? No. What is one type of snake that we have here in Texas that is poisonous? A rattlesnake. If a rattlesnake bites you, is this fatal? No, it usually isn't. If a snake bite is fatal, will you still be living or be dead? You will be dead. How do I usually kill a rattlesnake on my ranch? With a gun. Well, we're at the ranch house. Come inside and you can meet my family. Let's go.
This is the end of Situation Tape 12.